Okay, good afternoon, Senators, members of the public. I would like to call the Ethics and Elections Subcommittee of the Rules Committee to order and ask our Administrative Assistant to call the roll.
Chair Diaz de la Portilla.
Present.
Vice Chair Dietert. Senator Alexander.
Here.
Senator Dockery.
Here.
Senator Evers. Senator Gates.
Here.
Senator Joyner.
Here.
Senator Ulrich.
Here.
Senator Rich.
Here.
Senator Richter.
Here.
Senator Simmons. Senator Smith.
Here.
Senator Sobel.
Here.
Senator Thrasher. Quorum present, Mr. Chair.
Okay, thank you very much, Madam Secretary. Before we get started, just want to make some introductions of our new staffers. First off, right here to my left is our new staff director, Don Roberts. I know many of you have worked with Don over the years. I've worked with her even though I'm a new member to the Senate over the last couple of decades. Most recently, Ms. Roberts served as Interim Secretary of State. After serving several years at the Department of State as Interim Secretary, Chief of Staff, Division of Elections Director, and General Counsel, she's now returned to the Senate. And I say returned to the Senate because prior to her career with the Department, Ms. Roberts spent 6 years working in the legislature, including serving as Staff Director of the Senate Judiciary and Reapportionment Committees, and also serving in the House as Staff Director for the Election Reform Committee and Chief Attorney for the Rules, Ethics, and Elections Committee. And I'm going to turn it over to Don now to introduce the other new additions to our professional staff.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd like to introduce Dan Carlton, Jr. Dan is our newest staff attorney. Dan attended Florida State University and Widener University School of Law in Wilmington, Delaware. He returned to Florida in 2004 to work in private practice. In 2007, Dan became staff attorney with the Florida Commission on Ethics, where he worked until joining our subcommittee the day before I did. So we're very excited to have Dan. He's going to be able to help us a lot in the field of ethics reform. Our other newest member of the committee is Dan Brinson. He is a legislative research assistant. He has a bachelor's degree from FSU and recently moved over to join us from the sergeant's office, and Dan is going to be working on the appointments. So with that, Mr. Chairman, that's your newest staffers.
Okay, thank you. We have a brief or short agenda here. We're going to get right to business with the first item. First order of business is Senate Bill 330 by Senator Gates. Senator Gates, you're recognized, sir.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. Senate Bill 330 states that any candidate in an election who falsely represents that he is currently serving or has served in the military would commit a violation of the Florida Elections Code. It allows any person to file a complaint with the Florida Elections Commission alleging a violation of this act, and a candidate who falsely states that he is in the military or has been in the military, when that's simply not true, can be assessed a civil penalty up to $5,000. That's the bill, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, are there any questions for Senator Gates? Any questions?
Yes.
Senator Ulrich?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mine is in the line, Senator Gates, line 9, that has falsely represented his or her military service. Is that anything, or I understand the part about whether or not they served, but how far do you want to dig down? I mean, as far as did they serve as a corporal or a sergeant, or did
Senator
they,
Gates,
you know,
you recognize?
Thank you, Senator Ulrich. That's a great question. We're not suggesting in this bill that we split hairs about, you know, when somebody served in the Korean War, did they serve in Korea or did they serve during the time of the Korean War, but rather somebody who falsely states that he has served in the military or is serving in the military when that statement is patently not true. Beyond that, no splitting of hairs.
Any follow-up, Senator? Senator? No, there'll be none. Any further questions, Senator Gates?
Wave my close, sir.
We do have one card
from
the audience first. We'll hear from Mr. Brian Pitts, who's filled out an appearance card. Mr. Pitts, you're recognized for 2 minutes.
I thought I was going to have to do you. But thank you much. Thank you much.
2 minutes.
Brian, that's all I need.
Excellent.
Good bill.
Proceed.
It's a good bill. Thank you very much, Senator, on this one. It is beginning to occur very often where they're trying to do this. That's because, of course, if you use this in a campaign and run an election, it draws sentiment to the candidate. and people want to vote because this is someone who served for us. Yeah, when somebody making a false accusation, I would take that very personal. And to hear this, I voted for him and find out later it was not true. Oh, you bet this is good. So, yeah, go ahead, vote it up. And somebody in the House, oh, and here's the last statement. You got too many committees. You need to get rid of rules and GO. Too many committees on the bill. You don't need all these committees. Talk to the president about it.
Okay. Thank you. We'll take all that under advisement. There being no other public appearance cards, Philip, this closes the public testimony portion. Senator Gates has waived his closing. Madam Assistant, if you call the roll, please.
Senator Alexander?
Yes.
Senator Dockery?
Yes.
Senator Evers?
Yes.
Senator Gates?
Yes.
Senator Joyner?
Yes.
Senator Ulrich?
Yes.
Senator Rich?
Yes.
Senator Richter?
Yes.
Senator Simmons?
Yes.
Senator Smith?
Yes.
Senator Sobel?
Yes.
Senator Thrasher?
Yes.
Vice Chair Dietert?
Yes.
Chair Diaz de la Portilla?
Yes.
Favorable.
Okay, Senate Bill 330 is reported favorably. Next item is Senate Bill 242 by Senator Joyner. Senator Joyner, you're recognized. Well, first off, are there any amendments to this bill?
Yes, Mr. Chair. Is the amendment ready?
We're making a copy.
Oh, okay. Well, they're making a copy, so I'll go ahead and explain
please,
the bill.
Please go ahead. You're recognized to introduce your
Thank bill. You, Senator Diaz, Senator De La Portilla. This bill will guarantee that voters have accurate, up-to-date information for the location of their voting sites. It passed the Senate in the 2009 session and its two substantive committees in 2010. It requires the address of the polling place to be listed on voter information cards. It requires supervisors of elections to provide this information only on cards issued to new electors or to anyone who has issued a new card on or after September 1, 2011. This will eliminate any additional burden or cost to the supervisors' offices. And that is the bill. The amendment really, and I'd like to explain the amendment.
Sure, no, please go ahead.
The amendment changes the date to August 1st, 2012. So that after redistricting, when all voters will get new voter registration cards, then the polling place will be on that card. And this assures, in addition to the bill already, that there will be no additional cost to the supervisor's offices.
Okay, Senator Joyner, thank you. And just for the record, on line 43, we're deleting the words, the words September 1st, 2011, and inserting August 1st, 2012. Is that correct?
Yes, Senator.
Okay, that is the amendment. Are there any questions on the amendment? Are there any questions on the amendment? Okay, there being no questions on the amendment. Okay, without objection, the amendment is adopted on the main bill. Any questions on the main bill as amended? There being no questions on the main bill as amended, we'll now go to the public testimony portion. We have two appearance cards that have been filled out. We have David Stafford. David Stafford, Florida Association of Supervisors of Elections.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My name is Dave Stafford. I'm the Supervisor of Elections of Scambia County, Florida. I'm here representing the Florida State Association of Supervisors of Elections. As we discussed with Senator Joyner prior to the commencement of this hearing. First of all, that was one of the concerns was the effective date. What we didn't want to have happen is we send out cards fairly routinely as a matter of practice, but we all 67 supervisors throughout the state will be sending new cards to voters sometime in the 2012 calendar year to reflect the new districts, both at the county, the city, as well as the state and the congressional level. So what the amendment would do would eliminate that concern. The only other broad thing that I would say is that there's 61 of the 67 counties already comply with the provisions within this proposed bill. Those that don't, particularly the two largest of those counties, Orange and Volusia, They just choose an alternative way to communicate their polling locations with their voter. They send it to them via the sample ballot that comes directly to the voter, just as the same way that the voter card does. It's more timely fashion there closer to the election. And so the reason, for instance, that Orange County does this is because they have two separate sets of polling locations, one for municipal elections and one for county elections. And thus, if you had one, you wouldn't want to send the voter two voter information cards. So this is the way they accomplish that. They basically, on the voter card, say, this information will be provided to you later in the form of a sample ballot. And that seems to have worked well in Orange County. But again, 61 of the 67 counties already do this.
Are there any questions? Senator Smith. After reapportionment, when we're done, do everyone get, because I can't even remember, does everyone get new cards anyway?
Yes, sir, because in all likelihood, there will be changes, precinct numbers, precinct locations, district numbers, district names, things along those lines. So as a matter of practice, I think if not all, virtually all of the supervisors will send new cards to voters.
Follow up. So under this bill, what we're saying in this is when you do the new card, we're making sure that new card will include the location of the polling place.
Please
go ahead.
Yes, sir. That's my understanding is what this bill would accomplish. Again, 61 of the 67 counties already, as a matter of practice, do this.
Follow up. Last one. So if a polling place change, the supervisors have to, beyond just reapportionment, if a polling place change, supervisor must notify voters of that change in some form or fashion.
That's correct.
And under this, it'll be notified through you receiving a new card.
Yes, sir. That's correct.
But they already have to notify.
They already have to be notified if their polling location changes. That's correct, Senator.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Senator Gates.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Speaker Thrasher and I just checked, and apparently we live in counties that do provide the location of the voting precinct. Mine's on my voter registration card. And Mr. Stafford is supervisor of elections in Escambia County, one of my counties, does a great job. Here would be my question, Mr. Stafford. Is your testimony that the card, that this bill is needed, or is your testimony that the bill is not needed? And given what Senator Smith has asked about, and that is, you know, what will occur consequent not just to reapportionment, but also to the census, do you view this as an additional cost or mandate? And do you view it as a necessary cost or mandate? Or is this unnecessary? Could you characterize your testimony a little bit? Tell me
sure.
How you want me to vote.
Sure. Well, through
the chair, Mr. Stafford.
Thank you, sir. What I would say is, again, the bottom line is that 61 of the 67 counties already accomplished this. The other six are accomplishing this in a different fashion than is called for in this bill. We, as an association, haven't taken a formal position on this. Obviously, the supervisors in those six counties, I believe, have reached the conclusion that they have an alternative means of communicating that polling place information to their voters, and thus have not seen the necessity to put it on their voter card.
Senator Gates?
That's a great answer.
Thank you, Senator.
He used to work in Congress, and you can tell that.
Okay, Senator Gates, other than the colloquy, anything else? No? Whoops. Senator Thrasher?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. What are the counties that don't do it? What is can you tell us? Obviously,
they are,
Hillsborough,
yes, sir,
must be one.
Glades, Jefferson, Madison, Orange, Taylor, and Volusia.
Okay.
Follow-up, Senator Thrasher?
Well, just what you say, they do it other ways. What other ways are they communicating?
I know specifically, I don't know the other four, the four smaller counties, but I do know in Volusia and Orange that they send the information to the voter via the sample ballot that they mail to each individual voter prior to Election Day. And again, the reason for that, Senator, in Orange County specifically, I can't speak to Volusia, but in Orange County, they have two separate polling locations depending on if it is a municipal election or a county election. Thus, it would be difficult either to list two polling locations on one card, or this is your card for your municipal election and this is your card for your county election.
And follow up, Mr. Chairman? Thank you, sir. In your opinion, is that sufficient?
I believe the voters, I believe the supervisor, I know, and my colleague down there has found it to be sufficient, but...
In your professional opinion, is it sufficient as an election supervisor?
Yes, sir. I believe that I would defer to my colleague in Orange County, and he, again, has reached the conclusion that it is sufficient, Senator.
Anything else, Senator Thrasher?
No.
Any other questions? Any other questions? Thank you, Mr. Stafford. We have another, any other questions from any members of Mr. Stafford? We have another appearance. Thank you very much,
Thank
Mr.
You.
Stafford, for being here. We have another appearance card by Mr. Brian Pitts. You're recognized for 1 minute.
Hey, that's all I need. That's all I need.
Well, since you were so efficient in your testimony last time, I figured, you know, might as well continue the efficiency.
Okay,
so.
Another good bill, too many committees. You can take out judiciary and rules. This don't need to go through all that. Talk to the president. I'm sure y'all can do that. Beyond that, all this is a house cleaning bill. It's a uniformity bill, and also can be used for fraud. Also, now that you put the polling address on the car, y'all set the standard uniformity down to the state, supervisors follow suit. So there's nothing wrong with this, but you definitely need to get rid of the two middle committees on it. Good bill.
Okay, thank you very much. Is there any further discussion or debate by members? Members, any debate? Any debate?
I just had
Senator Thrasher, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The question of the sponsor. I just curious, Senator Joyner, what do we need this for?
Through the chair.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Because we've had counties where when supervisors change, some take it off and people don't know where they're to go to vote. It's left to the whim and caprice of the supervisor of elections, and you just need one not to do it. We get sample ballots in Hillsborough County with the precinct listed, but people throw those away. If it's on their card, they know where to go. I stood at the polls for the last 4 years, and folks would show up at the wrong one, said it should be on your card. Well, we discovered it wasn't on the card. It's back on the card now in Hillsborough County, but at a point it wasn't, and it created a lot of confusion, and you only need one county with thousands of people not knowing where to go on election day.
Okay. Senator Rich, and then Senator Richter. Senator Rich.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I just think uniformity is a good thing, and everyone is required to do the same thing, so everyone can be assured that their polling place will be on there. I, too, have been at polling places where people come and it's the wrong place. Their address has been changed. They never got another card. And I think that as far as the one county, you could list two polling places on one card. It's not too difficult. So I speak in favor of this bill.
Thank you, Senator Richter.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Would I be correct in as I read this and understand that it's Glades, Jefferson, Madison, Orange, Taylor, and Volusia counties are the only counties that don't do this currently? So would it be correct if this bill goes into law, Hillsborough wouldn't make any changes whatsoever to what they're doing now? Anyway, is that correct?
Question to Senator Joyner through the chair.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Yes, that's correct.
Senator Richter. Okay. Senator Smith, you're recognized.
Well, mine is in debate in favor of the bill, and it's kind of going off of the question Senator Richter just asked. I would support this bill, not looking at the six counties that don't do it, but making sure it's mandated for the counties that do it. And Broward, we have it on the card. But I didn't know it's not state law, so I would hate for Broward next year to say, you know what, we're going to stop doing it on the card. So I understand the six that aren't doing it, but I think it's a great idea, and we need it in statute to make sure the ones that are doing it are still mandated to do it.
Senator Smith, any further debate? Members, any further debate? Before I recognize Senator Joyner to close, I would just like to add my support in favor of the bill as well. I think that it should be mandatory information, particularly when you're dealing with elderly voters and folks who may have additional difficulty in getting to the voting place or to the precinct. Senator Joyner, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. It's needed. Senator Richter, Hillsborough County previously had it. Then a supervisor took it off. I registered a complaint, others, they put it back on. Next time we might get a new supervisor who takes it off. So we want to make it uniform so that this is there for the citizens so that they will know where they are to go to vote. and I would appreciate your favorable and affirmative consideration.
Thank you, Senator Joyner. Senator Joyner having closed, Madam Assistant, would you take the roll on the bill?
Senator Alexander?
Yes.
Senator Dockery?
Yes.
Senator Evers?
Yes.
Senator Gates?
Yes.
Senator Joyner?
Yes.
Senator Ulrich?
Yes.
Senator Rich?
Yes.
Senator Richter?
Yes.
Senator Simmons?
Yes.
Senator Smith?
Yes.
Senator Sobel?
Yes.
Senator Thrasher?
Yes.
Senator Dietert?
Yes.
Chair Diaz de la Portilla?
Yes.
Favorable plus one amendment.
Okay, there being no further business coming before the subcommittee, Senator Gates, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I was just wondering if Senator Joyner wants a committee substitute or how she wants to handle it.
Senator Joyner?
No.
Okay, there being no further business coming before the committee, Senator Dockery moves me rise.